Do you need medical then?
No, I'm just shook up. I'm fine.
Okay, I'm back. All right, sir. So I have 911 responding, and we have a supervisor responding. And so I just wanted to, you know, come back and talk to you. I wanted to make sure that she's not trying to come back to you.
No, ma'am. She walked over to the 7-Eleven.
Okay, I told them that. And if when they get there, just kind of keep an eye on her so that way you can point her out to them.
Yeah, I can't see her at this point.
I understand. And, you know, I'm so sorry that happened to you. There's no excuse. You shouldn't have to be threatened or injured or anything, you know, just coming to work. So I want you to know that, you know, you're not alone, even though you probably felt like you were. And so I am going to get in touch with your station agent. Unless you feel that you might want to stay in service today, I personally wouldn't. And maybe that's the kind of the direction you're thinking you might want to mark off.
I can't afford to lose the hour.
I understand. Well, I think that due to the circumstances, I don't see, you know, I don't think you should be in service. And I agree that you should not have to be, you know, pay to, you know, to lose the hours or the pay because of the circumstances. So I am going to call station agent, and I want you to know that I will be calling you back. In the meantime, if 911 or supervisor gets there and you see her, point them, you know, to her. And if not, you don't see her, at least point them to 7-Eleven, okay? And I don't want you going anywhere, and you just stay on that bus.
I will, ma'am. She's headed back this way.
Okay. The bus is going to protect you. Make sure your driver window's closed. All your doors are closed. She can't hurt you. You're on that bus, okay?
I'm all closed in. Thank you.
And since she's walking back towards you, I can stay with you. I won't call it yet. I can stay with you. I have no problem with that at all. Rightfully so. You have every right to be. I feel very bad for you. And so I want you to know. You got me tearing up. I want you to know I'm going to call you right back. Even if she bangs on every single door, she throws rocks at the bus, do not open that door for anybody but a police officer or supervisor, okay?
She's trying to get on 7241 right this second. She's trying to flag her down. Cancel that. She just drove off without her. She refused to let her on.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. So I'll call you right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 10-10. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
So I just talked to your manager, and I want you to, which she wants you when you get done or when you, you know, are cleared and everything, she wants you, when you get back, to either come see her. If you don't feel like coming to see her, you can call. And I got additional information that when an operator is assaulted that, because you were assaulted, it is paid time off. So I would just want you to know that you're going to be in good hands, and I don't want you to worry about anything right now other than to talk to, you know, the police and the supervisor, okay?
Okay, thank you.